This painting depicts one of the Dutch artist's most successful subjects, the River Tiber, with a view of Castel Sant'Angelo. The details of the date and the signature can be seen on the statues of the Herms, the pillars with carved heads that decorate the terrace overlooking the Tiber. This is an important document that bears witness to the existence of the Spina di Borgo, an urban area demolished in the 1930s to make way for the Via della Conciliazione. Castel Sant'Angelo, the mausoleum of Hadrian, towers on the right, with meadows beyond the wall, used in those days to graze sheep. The work displayed is based on a preparatory drawing, a precious guide for Van Wittel, traced on squared paper and then transferred to a blue canvas. Recent diagnostic investigations have enabled the artist's modus operandi to be understood, revealing the existence of an initial grid that preceded the creation of the preparatory drawing. Thereafter, for the execution, the artist created a second grid to record the outcome of the observation through the camera obscura. The thin, precise lines, in particular, created with the aid of a ruler, are made visible through infrared reflectography. They are concentrated in the left part of the painting, marking the horizon of the buildings in the background, and in the lower right quadrant of the composition, corresponding to the area of the river. The preparatory drawing is very frayed because it was used many times by the artist for the creation of as many as 13 versions, featuring slight perspective variants. Highly prized by Italian and foreign clients and collectors for its subject, this tempera on parchment was probably created to satisfy the great request, which was expanding due to the phenomenon of the Grand Tour. If you want to hear in-depth information about the Grand Tour, listen to the next commentary.